Today in the studio, we have artist and creator Lauren George, a.k.a. Lady Delaney. She is the mastermind behind the miniatures in New Orleans, and today we are going to be thinking big about things that are very small. So thank you so much, Lauren, for coming in and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about how you got started within miniatures and what sparked it for you.
So my grandpa made dollhouses for all of his girlfriends, for his wife and his daughters and his granddaughters. And so we got these beautiful dollhouses, and we would go over to his house, the home that he shared with my grandma. And, you know, in the workshop, we would see these coming to life in stages, and it was exciting to see, you know. And now I have great respect for the craftsmanship that goes into creating these, you know, mini Victorian monsters. So I made dollhouse. I made a few accessories for my grandparents for Christmas one year. And then when I went to graduate school, I was at NYU for costume design. As just a means of making a little extra spending money, I started listing items on Etsy on Carnival Arc. And I was sort of surprised when, you know, the first people found me and I had a couple of sales. I was like, oh, there are people out there as crazy as I am there was a strange niche for this thing that I was making.
You do scavenger hunts around New Orleans. Tell us about how these scavenger hunts actually work.
I've done a couple here and there, but I have big plans for this fall. So if you like the idea of, you know, finding treasures hidden across New Orleans, then you should definitely follow my Instagram, because I will be, you know, and I have a newsletter, so I'll be sharing all the necessary information in regards to that as we come up closer to the fall.
So people actually follow you on Instagram, and do you give them clues, or how do they actually go about finding the miniatures that you hide?
So we conspire with the institution, and kind of the greater purpose of the hunt has been to increase, you know, awareness of and respect for these historic sites that maybe people are not aware of. We worked with the Pharmacy Museum. We worked with the Historic New Orleans Collection. You know, we worked with the hotel, the Olivier House, and my friend's really bizarre, wonderful antique store, La Belle Nouvelle Orléans Antiques. So we would approach them and we would say, look, we want to hide something in your shop for somebody to come and claim. And sometimes it's password protected. So sometimes, like, part of claiming it, you have to go to the shopkeep and say, I'm here for grandma's funeral or whatever. Like, you have to, like, say the, you know, the right password. But we take pictures. So the picture is part of the clue. It's a, you know, and it shows the item, the little clue, the parcel, treasure bag, in relation to the rest of the store. So you get a piece of visual information. And then there's a caption that goes into greater detail and kind of, you know, why that site is significant. And so people usually either identify it by the text or by the visual. And then whoever gets there first gets to keep it. They get the spoils.
I know you've often talked about New Orleans as the city that embraces your designs and art. So tell us about what makes New Orleans such an important city to do your kind of work.
There is this beautiful sentiment expressed by the novelist Sherwood Anderson that I read, and it's just always really kind of hits the nail on the head for me. And he says that New Orleans is surely the most civilized spot in the United States, because this is one place where we allow time for play of the imagination over the facts of life. And I love that. Even saying it, it sends shivers down my spine. And I think, you know, it doesn't mean that New Orleans doesn't confront the facts of life or that they dismiss them. I think, you know, on the contrary, New Orleans has a history of, you know, being confronted with the facts of life, you know, in the form of hurricanes or yellow fever epidemics or enslavement of a, you know, big portion of its population. So I think from that is born this really rich folklore, you know, this folklore, this storytelling, which becomes, you know, kind of a means of survival, of cultural survival. And I think New Orleans respects and understands really the importance of that storytelling. And there's really, it's such a rich place for that.
We have been talking with artist and curator Lauren George, a.k.a. Lady Delaney. For more information on her and her work, check out lettersfromdeadpeople.com and vianolav.org. So thanks, Lauren, so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
For Nola V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.